Across the board, Philadelphia students who go to small high schools are more likely to pass Algebra 1 and less likely to get suspended. But not all small schools are created equal. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that the school district's decision to fix two low-achieving small schools by combining them has raised questions among students and teachers.
In the old Kensington High School building, there are two distinct schools with their own budgets, principals, and classes. There's even a wall dividing the two spaces.
There somewhat is a wall, but it's like doors separating it.
Essence Whiting is a rising sophomore at one of the schools, Kensington Urban Education Academy, which has just over 300 students. She says she prefers the small neighborhood school to the middle school she went to, where the grades were three times the size.
I know most of the teachers at my current school, and I know the principal. I know the secretaries and all that. I know some of the lunch ladies. I can go there and like walk up to somebody and be like, hey. And they'll be like, hey, Essence, I know you too.
Community and activist groups lobbied for a decade to turn some of Philadelphia's large neighborhood high schools, including Kensington, into smaller schools. That's because neighborhood schools in big cities face more challenges, says senior associate with Research for Action, Rebecca Ruman Moore. These include more students in poverty and with special needs.
So generally, their outcomes and their graduation rates are relatively low.
In 2008, activists got their wish. Kensington High became four small schools, each with a different academic focus. Two of the schools, Kensington Creative and Performing Arts and Kensington Health Sciences, flourished. But this past March, school district officials announced they would merge the other two schools, Kensington Urban Education Academy and Kensington International Business.
Hello, members of the School Reform Commission.
That's gotten students like Mark Anthony Moreno worked up.
I am a youth leader with Youth United for Change. Don't close our schools or put them together.
Thank you, Mark.
He and Nadia Watson came to the School Reform Commission meeting to plead for their school. Watson says replacing the old mega school was a definite improvement. But to succeed, she says those schools needed more support.
I know Kensington Urban hasn't been the best school. You have to realize where Kensington Urban has started from. Y'all didn't give Urban the resources they needed to be a successful school.
Here lies the chicken and the egg conundrum for small neighborhood schools in Philadelphia. District officials like Assistant Superintendent Cheryl Logan say part of the reason schools like Urban fail is because they aren't competitive. Their brand doesn't attract many students and not the high-achieving ones.
If we didn't place kids in that school, there would not be kids in that school.
But students say even low-performing small schools have their benefits, and they could attract more students with the right supports. The small schools with the most dramatic results tend to have strong leaders, which the district selects, and an attractive focus. That's the case for the two Kensington schools that perform relatively well. While Urban's principal was one of three fired in 2014 because of the district's cheating scandal. To add to the complexity, research on small schools in Philadelphia is sparse, according to Ruman Moore. But there are encouraging signs from New York City, where small schools saw a big jump in graduation rates and college enrollment.
The findings were quite striking, and it's especially striking that these are schools that serve mostly disadvantaged students of color, and we're seeing very positive results.
But in Philadelphia, when small schools were no longer the flavor of the month, research dollars dried up. Now there are all kinds of small schools, from charters to magnets, and it's hard to compare results. In Kensington, district officials hope merging the schools will help them hold on to what's been working at Kensington Business, namely career and technical classes, and get a clean slate otherwise. But student Essence Whiting says she's worried the merger is only the first step towards closure, which was the district's other option.
I feel like they will close it down for reasons of test scores, possibly, because one side has lower test scores than the other, and merging them together is going to bring the average down. And then the kids have nowhere to go.
Bowing to pressure from students like Essence and activist group Youth United for Change, Superintendent William Height sent a letter to families saying the merger's postponed for another year. Kind of. Starting in the fall, both schools will share a principal and some joint classes. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.